Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Growing in Love for Life podcast, where it's all about saving and strengthening your marriage and creating the relationship you really deserve and want to have. And now, from growinginloveforlife.com, relationship and marriage coach and best-selling author, your host, Liam Naden.
This is episode 54 of the Growing in Love for Life podcast. Hi everyone, welcome to this episode. It's Liam Naden here. Thanks very much for joining me on this latest episode. And I've called this one, How Valentine's Day Can Really Save and Strengthen Your Marriage. Now the reason I'm doing this topic this month is because, of course, February, when I'm recording this, is the month of Valentine's Day. And although it's passed for this year, I thought it'd be really useful and interesting to look at Valentine's Day in perhaps a different light to what you might be have currently thought about it. Because there's a right way, I think, there's a real message, a powerful message that you can take from Valentine's Day. Well, two messages, one very positive message, and one a bit of a message that's not so positive, that's really where it won't be helpful for you. Because it's interesting, around Valentine's Day, certainly coming up to it, I get a lot of emails from people who say, what should I do for Valentine's Day for my husband or my wife or my partner? It's coming up and I want to do something special for them. What do you suggest I do? So I thought I'd cover all of this in a podcast, the answer, because I think the answer to what you should do for Valentine's Day is a little bit more complicated, or a little bit more involved, if you like, and requires a little bit more thinking than just what you would automatically think you should do, which is perhaps give them flowers or give them a gift. All right, so Valentine's Day. Well, this, of course, is a celebration, and I'm not sure where you're listening from, obviously, but in most Western cultures, Valentine's Day is something of a celebratory day that's sort of advertised fairly widely through the media and as a date where we're supposed to remember and do something special for the person that we love. But the thing is, what I've found is that most people are disappointed by Valentine's Day. And they're disappointed by the outcome that they get from it. And perhaps you've been in this situation as well. Most people find, or certainly many people find, that it really has been a bit of a disappointment, that it really didn't spur their relationship into a better place that they hoped it would. And so it's worth, as I say, looking at why that might be and what we can really do to use this opportunity, if you like, to really make your marriage better. All right, so I said earlier what Valentine's Day is. It's a day where we celebrate the love we have and the appreciation we have for that other special person in our life, whether it be our husband or our wife or our lover or our partner. But what is Valentine's Day really? And I think there are many aspects to Valentine's Day. And most people miss the point, really, of what these aspects are. The way I see Valentine's Day is that what it comes with is a lot of pressure on people. You know, if you look at it's a day that's very much driven by marketing, by advertising, by people who want you to spend money, basically, and which is fair enough. We live in a commercial world, but it's very much driven. What happens by this is that it creates unrealistic expectations. So what we're fed, at least subconsciously, is that, you know, do something special for the person that you love on Valentine's Day. It's going to be really special and meaningful for them. It's going to make a big difference to your relationship. And you should do this. You should use this day to show that you appreciate them. And if you don't, then there's something wrong with you. So people go out and they buy flowers, or they arrange a special dinner, or they buy some other gift. Just send a card, perhaps, say, Happy Valentine's Day. And it all says those three words, Happy Valentine's Day, which are not good words, I'll explain as we go along. I'll explain a bit later why that is. So what really happens when you send a gift or you do something special for your loved one on Valentine's Day? Well, more often than not, you get some acknowledgement. But does it really make a difference to your relationship in a permanent sort of way? It might be a little blip of, well, thank you very much. But generally, I find that people are a bit disappointed in the result. They're expecting a lot more. They're expecting that, and particularly if their marriage is struggling, which perhaps yours is, which is why you're listening to this, you know, and you're thinking, if I do something special on Valentine's Day, it's really going to make a difference. It's going to make my husband or my wife more in love with me. They're going to respond positively to me. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they do more out of obligation or feeling, well, yes, thank you very much, but on a deeper level, it doesn't make much of an emotional difference. So most people find, particularly when their marriages are struggling a bit, that there is no real change to their situation. So what I want to do today is analyze the psychology behind Valentine's Day and how you can really use the intention and the meaning and the emotion of Valentine's Day to make a permanent and noticeable difference to your marriage, to your marriage situation. And the first thing I'd say is, don't celebrate Valentine's Day. That's right, don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Now you might be thinking, well, that's ridiculous. I'm confused by what you mean. So I'm going to explain why I don't think you should celebrate Valentine's Day. But first off, think of it in this way. What are you saying when you celebrate Valentine's Day? What are you saying when you send them a gift or do something special or send them a card and just saying, I love you? What you're doing is you're saying, today is a special day, I'm thinking of you, and you're important to me. Now that's good, but what does that say about every other day of the year? I mean, isn't this something you should be saying every day, that you're special and that I'm thinking about you? And that's really my whole point. Rather than making Valentine's Day a special day, why not make every day a special day? And if you know about how about my work, you'll know I base a lot of what I've discovered on what the difference is between people in great relationships and people in mediocre or unhappy relationships. And the people in great relationships send that message every day. I'm thinking of you. I love you. I think you're special. So they find a way to make every day for their relationship a special day. And it doesn't need to be big things. It doesn't need to be gifts every day. And in fact, gifts are really, when you think about it, if you send a gift on the same day that every other person in the country or the world is sending a gift, how special is that? The message you're almost sending is, well, I'm sending you a gift because, oops, I've remembered that we have a special relationship, or I've remembered that I love you. It's taken, you know, lots of advertising all over the television and the newspapers and everywhere to remind me, oops, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, yes, I better remember that you're special. So that's what I mean about, rather than celebrating Valentine's Day, why not make every day Valentine's Day? Make every day a special day with your spouse. And even if you're struggling in your marriage and you're not getting perhaps much response from them, you can still make it a special day. Make every day a special day. And I've got here are some of the ways that I think you can do that. And again, these aren't my inventions. These are from what I've observed that people in great relationships do. They do these things on a daily basis. And of course, doing things on a daily basis makes it a habit. So you don't need to think about it after a while. You just do this. These things are part of the way you live your life and the way your relationship is built. So let's look at some of the things you can do on a daily basis. And none of these are particularly profound or difficult, but they're things you might have forgotten about. And I think it really comes down to the thing you can do most of all every day is show appreciation. Show appreciation for your husband or your wife, for who they are, for what they've done for you in your life, and also what they've done for themselves, the sort of person that they are. And after all, if you think about Valentine's Day, that's simply what that is the opportunity to show appreciation. So why not show appreciation every day? And these are some of the most powerful ways. Here's a bit of a list of some of the most powerful ways you can show appreciation on a daily basis. The first thing you should do, and could do, compliment them. When was the last time you paid your spouse a compliment? And I mean a genuine compliment. And we could spend a whole podcast talking about all the different types of compliments you can pay. But you could say to them, you can compliment them, obviously the one probably people think of first is on how they look. You know, you're looking really good today. Just say a simple compliment like that. Obviously, the point with a compliment, it has to be genuine and sincere. But you can get into the habit of paying compliments to your spouse by looking for ways to compliment them. So think about, you know, what's good about my spouse? What's something I really admire about them? And when you see them do that, or even when you just next see them, just remind them and say, you know, I really admire the fact that you're such a determined person. I really admire the fact that you're so good with the children. I really admire the fact that you're so loving towards people and you're so helpful. I really admire the success you have in your career and the way that you really put in so much effort and you're such a great achiever. I really admire the little things you do around the place. I really admire the fact you mow, and I'm grateful that you mow the lawns without moaning. So these are all sorts of things I really admire you for. That's a key phrase you could use. What are the things you could admire your spouse for? And just tell them that. Don't expect any grand response back. Just say it because you feel like saying it in a genuine sort of way. The next thing you can do to show your appreciation is you can simply smile at them. You know, I talk to couples who are at each other's throats sometimes, and I say, look, when was the last time you just stopped and smiled at each other? Just because you were feeling happy. And for some people, it's a very long time. But, you know, when you just smile at somebody, not only do they feel better, but you feel better as well. It's so basic, isn't it? We know all these things. But again, we've got out of the habit of doing them. So give them a smile occasionally. I mean, they might be a little bit surprised. Might be a little bit surprised if you haven't done it for a while, but just smile. And if they say, why are you smiling? And you just say, well, I'm just smiling. I'm just feeling, you know, I'm just appreciating you. Okay, another one. Make some unexpected gestures of kindness towards your spouse. And again, this doesn't need to be big things. It's not about sending them flowers. It's not about writing them a card or taking them out to dinner necessarily, or making a big thing, but just an unexpected gesture of kindness. Make them a cup of coffee, you know, and don't expect anything back. Just come from a place, I'm just doing this because I feel like doing something for you. So it's unexpected, and I just suddenly feel like doing something for you. That's why I'm doing it. So that unexpected gesture of kindness is so powerful. And again, you know, these are all things that people in great relationships do. So if you want a great relationship, it makes sense just to start doing some of the things that people in great relationships do. Another thing you can do, add some humor. You know, I talked earlier about smiling, but it's amazing when you see people in a great relationship, they're always laughing with each other. They're always finding things to laugh about, even if it's about each other obviously in a nice way. But if you see something, a funny situation, or show, you know, if you see something funny on Facebook or a video on YouTube or something, you know, why not just say to your spouse, hey, look at this, this is hilarious. These are all powerful ways that you can add some lightness to your relationship, which is really the point of it, and we'll come to that soon. The next thing that you can do on a daily basis is make your spouse your priority. You know, I've talked about this many times in earlier podcasts, but people in great relationships put their spouse first. Now, that doesn't mean you're a doormat, and it doesn't mean that you just do everything that they want to do and nothing that you want to do. But what it does mean is that you consider them in everything that you do, and you make them a priority. Again, if you want more detail on this, listen to some of the earlier podcasts where I talk about that in great detail. But think, how can I make sure that they are important in my life? And not just one day a year, every day. The next thing you can do is touch them often. I recently read a survey or a report that said, you know, one of the main reasons that people split up, and particularly women who leave their marriage, is because they're missing non-sexual physical touch. So just give your husband or your wife a pat on the shoulder or nudge them, or just find ways to, with the right attitude, you're not doing this to get a response, it's just because you genuinely want to touch them. Touch is so important. It's more important to some people than others, but it's important, it's still vitally important to everybody to be touched. So again, consciously think, maybe when was the last time I just, in a non-sexual way, just touched my partner, just as a sign of affection. Really, really important. Another thing you should do on a daily basis, tell them how you feel. Not in a negative way. I don't mean in a, oh, I feel, you've really upset me and this is how I feel and I feel bad and these are all the reasons why. Instead of telling them how you feel that are negative things, tell them positive things about how you feel. Express how you feel. And you know, if you're thinking of an idea, share it with them. Say, I was just thinking about this. You know, many people in great relationships, one thing they do is when they're sitting down next to each other, if they're perhaps just having a cup of tea or coffee together, one of them might say to the other, what are you thinking? Now, that's a great conversation starter. What are you thinking about? And they might say, oh, nothing in particular. You know, they might start telling you what they're thinking about. It doesn't really matter what you tell them you're thinking about, but the fact that you're sharing what you're thinking, you're sharing the ideas that are in your head, this is a sign that you're willing to and you're wanting to communicate with them and you're wanting to share your life with them. Again, it's important, as I say, to keep this on a positive level. And the other thing, really try to avoid criticism and negativity. You know, unfortunately, we've all been brought up to believe that the way you solve problems is by focusing on them. But when you really think about it, if you're focusing on something negative and you add more negative energy, more negative stuff to that, the only thing you can get back is something negative. I have never seen a situation where two people have become positive in a negative conversation. It will only turn positive when one of them decides enough negativity, let's start saying something positive. So it really is important to, you know, sure, there are lots of negative things you probably feel that you could say. You've probably got lots of, or you may well have lots of resentment and lots of ideas and solutions on how things should be as opposed to how they are and how things could be a lot better. But you're not going to get there if you focus on negativity. So just try it for a day. Try this for a day. In fact, try all of these things for a day and see the response you get. Because if you can avoid criticism and negativity for a day, if you're not putting out negativity, it's very difficult, at least perhaps not immediately, but it's very difficult for some to keep up being negative back, because they're not getting any of their negativity fed back to them. So this is the real secret about all of these things, and it's the key to making every day Valentine's Day, and that is think positive energy. Think and ask yourself all the time, how can I feed more positive energy into this situation? How can I make things more positive? How can I make things better rather than worse? So as you'll see, there are lots of little things, but it's really about energy. And that's where gifts aren't necessarily a good idea, because it's really the energy behind what you do, not what you do. And many times we give gifts or some expensive item, and They don't have the right energy behind them, so that's why they don't have the desired effect. Now, I'm not saying you should never give your husband or your wife a gift, but if you do, make it something that's really special and meaningful, not only to them, but to you as well. Not just out of obligation or because you've seen on the TV that this is the day to give them flowers. You know, if you see something and it's a special gift and it comes out of this positive energy, then by all means give them a gift. But don't make it an excuse for putting in the positive energy in really all these other ways that are much simpler, much less expensive, and are going to be much more effective. So I guess my message here is, you know, don't get caught up in the commercial trap of Valentine's Day. A relationship is not a one-day thing. It's not one day a year where you say, I'm thinking of you and you're really special to me. You've got to do that every day. You've got to do that really, not only every day, but every moment of every day. And the more you do, the more effective you're, the more powerful, the more positive, the more loving your marriage is going to be. And really, it doesn't matter where you are on the scale, whether you're very happy in your marriage or whether you're facing divorce. If you can start replacing negativity with positivity and continually feeding that positivity, you're going to get a positive result. So that's the message I want to leave you with about Valentine's Day and the true meaning. Make every day Valentine's Day and just see what it does for your marriage. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. I really would love to see you on one of my programs sometime where if you really need more help with your marriage, that's the place I can help you the most. I have a 7-day Stop Your Divorce and a 30-day Save Your Marriage Relationship Transformation program. And they're both on my website, of course, liamnaden.com. So again, thanks for listening. All the best for you and your marriage. You deserve to have the best marriage possible. So I hope some of these ideas, I hope you're going to use them, take them on board, and I'm sure if you do, they'll make a difference. Thanks again, and talk to you next time. Bye.